Do you dream about your next trip? You're in the right place. On the Time to Talk Travel podcast, we come to you weekly to share places to go and what to do when you get there. Let's dive into this week's adventure.
We're here with another episode of Time to Talk Travel. Today, we are going to talk about bad behavior. It may feel like we've done that before, but this time we are talking about hotels, how to be a not bad hotel by sharing some of the etiquette breaches and horrific experiences we've had ourselves. It's not necessarily a therapy session, but it might be because Sharon has already been saying, I don't know if I should tell or if I can, she's traumatized. So we're going to get right into it on bad etiquette in hotels.
You do not want me to lead with my story.
Okay.
And I should just say, I hope we can turn it around by the end to like how to be a good hotel guest and how to take care of the hotel staff and treat them well, because for sure these poor people have seen some stuff.
Maybe Des has something a little, not light, but
yeah,
a little less traumatizing.
We gotta lead into mine.
My number one hotel etiquette, no-no, is being loud and the noise in the room beside yours. I don't want to be the person who has to call the front desk and complain. I've been scared in that situation. I remember staying at a hotel in LA at one point, and they were throwing a party. The room beside me, I kid you not, must have had 40 people in it. And I could hear every bit of it. And I was a little afraid to complain because I knew they would know, it's the girl next door, isn't it? And we had a slider connector, just a little walkway in between. And so, yeah, so to me, loud noise, whether you're getting it on in the room beside you, and you don't have to be a yeller when you've got connecting walls, or whether it's loud kids who like to get up at 6 a.m. and want to play jump on the bed because we're not at home, just being considerate and keeping the volume down as much as you can. Quite often you're out on a balcony and you're talking and you don't get your voice travels and we're hearing every single word. My daughter certainly got a lesson in the birds and the bees at one point from overhearing a conversation on a balcony next door. It could just be the hotel room door. We all know those are super loud when they shut in a lot of cases. And just being cognizant of grab the door before it slams hard so that it quietly shuts. That's mine. That's my number one.
Cruise ship doors are the worst for that. Like when people have their balconies open, they open their cruise ship door and it just sucks it shut and it slams so hard. And kids running up and down, just being really loud in the hallways, drunk people coming in late. The hallway is not like your personal space. I think people forget that when they're, you know, traveling down a long hallway.
Yeah. Yeah. They forget it's loud for sure.
Yeah. I think with the kids one, I know that having multiple kids myself, and they've been brought up traveling, they're very accustomed to hotel rooms and how much I'm going to shush them. But if you know that your kids are going to need to get some energy out or run around, request a room where there's nothing underneath you. You can look at the maps, and if you can find one for a similar price that's on the first floor or over the exercise room or the pool or whatever, it'll give everybody more peace of mind. First of all, you're not bugging anyone underneath you. Second of all, maybe you don't have to say, please don't run back and forth across the room. Because if they're being quiet otherwise and there's no one underneath them, let them get that energy out. Just maybe plan for that if you know it's going to be an issue.
Letting them play freeze tag in the hall does not work.
No.
No.
I know we bring a sound machine when we travel, sometimes to block out sound from outside of the hotel room. It's a major thing. And we use it to get the kids to sleep so they're just not distracted by things. But I'll set it up right inside the hotel room door as close to the door as possible with the sound machine going. And it does help create that barrier for any additional noise in the hallway. And that's worked for us. I know I was in similar situations before with parties going on. If you're worried about being in a really busy hotel, you can call when you're selecting your room for the hotel or ask, are there any large groups? Is there a wedding going on? Especially if you have meetings and you really want to get a good night's sleep. If there is a group, book in a different area of the hotel, because even if they don't intend to, they're excited. There's a lot of them. And if they're going back and forth between each other's rooms and you're the only one there who's not part of the group, it's going to be loud for you no matter what.
Yeah. Sports teams, not just a wedding, but a sports conference or a tournament.
Not all hotel walls are created equal too. Go look at the reviews because you should know before you go if this is a hotel that has people frequently complaining about the paper thin walls.
Oh, absolutely.
According to
And they'll say it like that. They'll be like, you could hear every single word from the next room.
Yeah, you're right. The reviews will tell you. Mm-hmm. Another one for me, another annoying thing is the PDA. And whether it's in the lounge or at the pool or...
When you're trapped in an elevator with two people, you're pretty sure if you weren't in the elevator, would go all the way and maybe might still, even though you're there. It's just the worst.
You just look around and be like, oh, yep.
Maybe not.
I'm for just... Yeah, oh, that camera. That camera's getting your best angle.
And yeah, that's it. That's what I'm looking for. Oh, hey, you guys, before you continue, just slide a little bit this way. It's going to get better. I'm assuming you're doing this for the camera. So just make sure you line it up a little better. Oh, my goodness.
I've been to hotels right on the beach where women have changed from their bathing suit into dry clothes right there on the beach. This was Miami, South Beach. If everybody else isn't changing right there in front of everybody else, again, read the room.
I think I'm just, maybe paranoid is not the right exact word, but I don't want to have indecent exposure on my record because that kind of can hinder your ability to do some things down the line. So I'm sitting there going, yeah, I don't think I do that.
For me, the PDA and the nudity are awkward, but like, I don't really care. But for me, cleanliness and bodily fluids are like the bottom line. And do you want to hear my
yes.
story?
Yes. Oh, my God. Have we gotten to the traumatizing story? I'm ready.
Okay. So I was on a high-end ferry that was like a cruise ship. We upgraded to the deluxe suite because it was an anniversary trip, I think, but we were going to make it really nice to ourselves. So we got this package and we get into our room and the doors pop open and it stinks like poop. And we're looking all around and we cannot find it. We're like, what's going on? Is there something wrong with the plumbing? We call them. They come in and check on the plumbing. And mind you, the door is propped open this whole time, like because there's people coming and going and delivering food in our bags. And finally, they can't find anything wrong. The door closes. The entire back of the door and behind the door is literally just smeared with poop, the walls. And the back of the door.
I hope that was a free vacation after that.
I've never, to this day, I'm like, how does that happen? Who does that? It was like there was an animal in the room marking it. And it was just, it was so incredibly disgusting and unsanitary, you know, that I couldn't take enough showers and we couldn't get enough of a cleaning crew, but it just made me so hyper aware. I'm a little paranoid now in every room. I'm checking behind the door and down the sides of the toilet. Cause I'm so grossed out by bodily fluids and things like that.
Maybe it's the guy in the room before you had a horrible time and wanted to make sure that, you know, everybody else suffered from it as well. You know,
like, I mean, maybe
no excuse.
There's no excuse for that. But when you talk it, like, that's like the ultimate for me. I'll take people having group sex in an elevator over there being.
Yeah. If I had to pick either or.
Yeah. Feces tops seeing how much of someone's tongue they can put in another person's mouth. So, you know, that's good there.
If we're playing the bad would you rather etiquette game.
I don't like that game.
I feel like people are pretty gross with their body fluids sometimes in hotel rooms. Just try and have a higher standard than what you would have at home. And it doesn't take like a higher standard to not smear shit on the wall, you know.
One would hope.
Sharon, yeah. Fecal finger paint. Let's like fecal finger.
Yeah. Okay. I mean, to this day, it was such a low in our travels that we still like, we laugh about it, but we shudder.
So when something bad happens now, you're like, at least it's not poop on the back of the door.
Exactly. But every time we like upgrade and splurge, we're like, hope there's no poop on the back of the door.
Here's a question. How often do you all tip? I know on a cruise it's mandatory, but in a hotel, do you leave a tip? And how much do you leave? I went through a spurt where I didn't, and then I felt incredibly guilty. And then, yes, absolutely. And I always feel bad because I don't travel with a lot of cash anymore. So then I'm like, I have 3 ones. That's insulting.
And I try to, and I try to plan for it. But honestly, I'm going to be honest, it depends on whether or not my room is clean. There's a lot of hotels I've stayed at that half the time your room doesn't get cleaned and they don't replace the towels. They barely make the bed. And I feel bad, but I don't feel like I have to tip when I get bad service.
I put the do not disturb the second I get in the room and I leave it there because I don't want to worry about my laptop sitting out or what might disappear from a bag. I reuse my towels anyway. I make my bed at home every day. You know what I mean? So I'm good with it. So they're not even really cleaning it while I'm there, but I still like to leave something. What do you, Naz, do you?
I like to leave a couple bucks depending on if I get in there and I feel like it's totally not cleaned. I think about it a little more. It might just be a couple bucks. Again, same thing with not traveling with cash. A lot of my hotel stays are shorter or business oriented. I know that one of the things that was so frustrating when I was working for other companies traveling for business was we had to do expense reports, and putting like a fake receipt, $3, $5 tip for hotel. And it was kind of discouraged to do that. And if I'm traveling for work, I'm not going to incur the cost of tipping for hotel rooms every time I travel if they don't make it easy for me to expense it. So I have always thought there should be an option to add a digital tip for hotel rooms, because then I would have done it. It would have been easy to expense, but it got to a point where I'm like, I'm in this room for one night. I was super neat. I put all my towels in the tub. I feel like I'm a very clean hotel guest. I don't make a mess of a lot of things. I don't use a lot of things. And so it was always a little point of frustration for me just to feel like I needed to do it, but also it created like a I'm paying to do my job type of thing.
I do admit I never do it for Airbnbs. Mm. I feel like I'm paying them a ton for a cleaning fee separate anyway. So I don't, and maybe that's a mistake.
I tip really well if there's any towel animals involved, like toilet paper, origami, mm-hmm. and towel animals.
Yeah.
Just let me open my wallet and throw my money at you because the extra effort. I really appreciate it.
It is. And when we used to go to Disney's and they'd arrange the stuffed animals and had them doing things and the towels are involved, that is a lot of effort. I like that. So yes, that above and beyond anything extra, 100%.
I did just find a stat. It's from the American Hotel and Lodging Association. It says tipping most service professionals at hotels is the right thing to do. And they suggest leaving anywhere from $1 to $5 per day.
And that's probably what I leave when I do leave something.
Bellman and the valets too. Yeah. I always tip bellman and valets because that makes a difference. And it's a hustle job. Mm. It's a hard job.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. And I don't use the bellman and valets a lot, but I do check my luggage sometimes, especially in cities with the coat check folks or the luggage check folks. Mm-hmm. Always tip them a couple bucks per bag. Absolutely. Thank you for making sure my bag came back to me. I thought, like, why would you not?
I thought that was a rule. I thought that was just a fee for doing.
I know. I absolutely. That is something I am 100% planned for. I will say it is not as bad as your story, Sharon. And this is another veers on the hotel not cleaning it, but also someone else did it in the first place and didn't share. I was in McAllen, Texas at a hotel. And it was for work. And I go in and I got my stuff and I'm working and I pull out the desk chair and I'm looking around and the carpet looks funny. And I'm like, I think that's blood. I think that is blood all over the carpet. I wrote an article about this years back about when you find blood on the hotel room floor. It was blood. It was blood. So you can get peroxide and put it on it and see if it bubbles. And it don't. I went all chemist on it and I went downstairs. And I remember being so indignant over that because you can do a lot of things. Like a hotel room can be slightly unclean, whatever. I will deal with it. But you're like, oh, sorry, we can't move your work. And then later on when I write to the manager of the hotel and I contact and I'm like, really? No one thinks this is a problem. I think this is a problem. I am concerned a crime may have occurred here. Perhaps if you stayed in a hotel room and bled out in it or sprung a leak, maybe you just tell the front desk, hey, there was an incident. I don't know. How does that not get noticed?
This happened to me when I was in college and I went to New York City with two guy friends. We went to DC and then New York, and DC was amazing. We took the train into New York, went to this, I'll never forget. It was a hotel above a Mamma Mia. Now remember, we're three college kids, didn't have money. We went in that room and there was blood on the towels and I didn't even want to sit on the bed. I'm just looking out the window. Tears. Oh, and when we were checking in, there was a pimp arguing with his worker. I was like, where are we? This is late 80s, actually summer of 90. Oh, my word. Oh, my word. We got all of our stuff and we walked the streets of New York looking for a hotel room that was available. And luckily, one of the guys who was with me, John Giusti, if you're out there still, actually, he is. He's an attorney with the FCC, I believe. But he had his parents' credit card, and we stayed at the Waldorf Astoria that night in the nicest room on their dime.
His parents
because
were like,
we were like, I cannot. I will be on the streets before I'll be in that room. I was terrified. Oh my little goodness. Old Desiree from tiny town Florida.
I have another bad etiquette thing other than just noise. So if you are somebody who has ever prepared something that isn't coffee or hot water in your hotel coffee maker, if you have attempted to poach a piece of fish, if you have made ramen noodles in your hotel pot, don't. You're a bad person. That is not nice. Other people use that. We know that they don't necessarily get clean. Things have to be run through multiple times to get that flavor. Do not do that. That is mean. I remember taking the papers on top of the cups once, though, and writing, I wrote this on blank date, and putting it back down because I was going to be staying in the same hotel again in a couple months. And I'm like, maybe I can get in the same room.
And please tell me the cups were gone.
I didn't make it into the same room again. And I didn't see anyone post a picture of it. So I like to think that they were changed right away. But who knows? Maybe somebody else was traumatized later.
Now, a friend was telling me, and I don't, was it on our podcast, that about someone who cleaned their underwear in the coffee pot?
Someone found underwear. One of my coworkers found underwear in their bed.
Oh, no, this is different. Yeah, I was just at a conference and they said that they would boil the water and they'd put the underwear in the coffee pot.
Oh my God, I've never used.
And that's then, the last time I ever used a hotel.
She had gone into the city to buy her own coffee pot to use in her room. And she said that was why, because that she had heard about it. And she said, never, ever again will
I'm going to. Travel with
you because you never know. You never know what they're like. You said, I don't drink coffee, didn't faze me one bit, but I was like, smart, you could clean your underwear that way.
I don't make hotel room coffee unless my husband is with me because he needs coffee to leave the room. But yeah. I don't drink the hotel room coffee. Like, I'll go out and get a coffee or wait until I can get a good cup. I'm not drinking hotel room coffee. It's just, it's not my favorite. I'll go downstairs if they have a free station, or I'll go to a coffee shop nearby. But man, those coffee pots have food.
I have a portable kettle that's literally the size of a small water bottle that I use to make tea. I'll do tea or I'll do instant oatmeal in a paper cup, like when I go to conferences and stuff. And I don't like using hotel coffee makers because they always taste weird, but I never knew it was because people weren't cleaning their underwear.
Never know what's going on in the room next door.
And this doesn't necessarily, it can fall into etiquette, but maybe unintentional etiquette lessons. I know that when I go into a hotel room, one of the first things I do is check the alarm clock. Because sometimes people leave them set. And then if you have it going off at 3 a.m. from someone who had an early flight, not only is it going to disturb you, you're going to disturb everyone around you who's going to think you're a butthead. They don't know that it wasn't even you to begin with. So just check in alarm clocks. If you set an alarm, shut it off after you hit snooze and get up.
I unplug the clock from the wall first thing when I walk in the room. I made that rookie mistake once and I was embarrassed. I traveled way too often to be the person who forgot to check the clock, and that alarm went off and I was not happy. Now I just unplug it. No one uses the clock anyway.
Yeah.
As far as I know, everybody uses their phone.
Pretty much.
And their phone alarm. I assume. You can call for a wake up call if you need.
And just not being rude to the staff in general. Don't be a butthead. A lot of times there's not that many people who are working and you don't have to act like you're the most important person there by being rude. Cutting lines, things like trying to check out when people are trying to check out. Now, granted, be aware of how much time you're taking up if there's a line. If you have a whole bunch of questions and they're not pressing, maybe you don't have to take care of them right then. Maybe you can just say, I have some more questions, but I'm going to call when I'm back in the car, or I'm going to check in with someone later today, or when will someone else be in? And knowing that there's other ways to check out, you can check out on the app a lot of times, leave your key in your room, look for other ways, then you're not frustrated and standing in line. It's just, I hate it when I'm standing waiting and then somebody beelines for the front. Oh, I'm more important than everyone else. That drives me crazy.
I might have been that person once or twice just because it's, I just need to leave this here. Yeah. I'm not going to stand there 20 minutes to return.
Right. But whatever, there's a difference between just like walking up and putting it next and be like, hey, don't need anything. Here's my key. Here, whatever. And walking off. You're not taking time that way. You're literally setting it down. And usually they have the box for that now.
True. I will say I was at a hotel recently where they had two lines and everybody was waiting in one and I went and stood in the other line.
Yeah.
I didn't know what it was. You know what I mean? I'm like, okay. And they took me next to the thing. And these people were outraged. And I'm like, there were two lines. Yeah. yell at the guy who took me. I wasn't demanding, and it wasn't like I was doing a song and dance saying, take me next. I just was like, there's two. Why are you all standing there?
I don't know what's going on here.
Yeah, might have cursed me on that one. But
that's anyway. A hotel pet peeve for me, but more on the end of employees sometimes is if there's an honors or if there's another line and they start taking from the regular line and I go stand in the honors line, don't keep taking from the regular line once you have someone in the honors line. They're next after that. Obviously, finish with who you're with. I'm not being unreasonable, but then we don't keep taking the other line. If you have a line for a purpose, use it for that purpose.
Another, not so much etiquette, but peeve, if we want to go sideways, is free Wi-Fi. Mm-hmm. I assume every hotel has free Wi-Fi mm-hmm. at this point. If you don't, what century are we even in? If you end up in the room at the end of the hall and the Wi-Fi is so weak or whatever, I hate when that happens. Mm-hmm. So I look at that for the reviews. How's the Wi-Fi? Because so often I am working when I'm traveling. That's critical.
Nope, absolutely.
Oftentimes the free Wi-Fi is really just the worst Wi-Fi they can possibly wire up so that they can charge you $1 million a day for the premium Wi-Fi, mm-hmm. which is just basic Wi-Fi that maybe works in my experience.
Yeah, but you usually if you go sit in the lobby, you get a better signal. So I'll be that person sitting in the lobby if I must.
I think I agree with you on the Wi-Fi. It's such a pet peeve. I was just looking at hotels in New York to check prices and see if they went down because I'm going tomorrow. And I'm looking at some of them and finally I'm like, amenity, free Wi-Fi. Don't show me anyone who doesn't have free Wi-Fi. This is ridiculous. But sometimes it is free if you're a member and it just shows up as a charge. If you're not, I know I had that happen at a Fairmont in Toronto. I'm like, I have to pay for Wi-Fi. I don't remember this being mentioned. But as soon as I signed up for a core or whatever it was, it gave me free Wi-Fi immediately. So a lot of times it's free, but free. The other thing I was going to say about etiquette is if the hotel has a lounge, like a lounge for Hilton Honors members or whatever it may be, or even free breakfast or anything like that, just being a jerk around that, like moving spoons and tongs around, touching things with your hands, going to the executive lounge and taking every free water in the cooler. Keep a couple for everyone else. Let's be cool here. Come on.
We're taking every towel at the pool.
In the chairs, reserving the hoarders, those people. No, when you got to go take 10 chairs, no. I saw this at the Grand Wyndham Bonnet Creek in Orlando. They actually had flags on the chairs with numbers. And I was like, ooh, cool. So that means that those chairs are reserved for that room. And he goes, no, that's for if they order food, they know which chair ordered the food. But I'm like, I have just invented a genius thing. They should now put flags on lounge chairs for cruises or whatever. You get two to a room, not 10. I love that idea. Or you get yours and you then put it on there. And so you can only reserve your flag for.
Yeah.
And they change the colors maybe they change the colors every 3 hours mm-hmm. of the flag. So that if your flag is not the right color, you've been hogging that chair.
We have just come up with a genius $1 million idea. Okay. I'm going to pitch this.
But the parking ticket thing, do you know how sometimes they'll chalk mark the space or mark your tires? Like, going around at popular resorts that have a lot of chairs that are in heavy use and marking them, because I don't mind if people are actively using the chair, if that's what they're doing with their time. What I don't want is I have four kids and there's two adults, right? So there's six of us. All four of my kids don't need a chair. Are you kidding me? They're going to be in the water most of the time. If they come up, they are a child. They can sit on the end of my chair. They can share. I'll be nice. Whatever. We do not need to reserve six chairs for our family. They are not going to be an active use. It's an active use thing.
Yeah, and don't forget that the chair for their toys and their towels and their shoes.
I was going to say, that's fine when the kids are little, but mine, they wanted the chair more than I did, and they were not going in the pool. But again, if they're with me, I would have their flag. I want you to delete out the chalk idea because I have $1 million idea now that I intend to prefer.
And it cannot be accomplished with chalk.
Oh my God. This is genius.
And now my mind is on fire. I'm thinking of all the other times I've been annoyed in a hotel. So I used to have to do laundry occasionally in hotels, especially when business trips ran back to back, or I was going from like a business trip to a personal trip or traveling with the kids or whatever. And I'm a little picky about laundry in hotels, but if you are going to go do laundry in the hotel and then leave your crap in the washer for the next 45 minutes to an hour, set a timer, know when your stuff is going on and off. Don't put laundry in if you're not going to be back for the rest of the day to take it out and move it to the dryer, because I don't care if people consider this bad etiquette. If I go in and wait or go back again and it's 10 minutes, 15 minutes past when your stuff is done, I'm putting it on the counter or in a basket or whatever there is, because I'm not going to wait for you to decide that it's convenient for you to come back. If there's two washers and two dryers, that's community property.
I agree with you, but I think that's the kind of stuff that would get you shot these days. You touched my stuff.
Yeah. I'll leave a note sometimes, and I'm pretty neat about it. It's not like I just dump it everywhere. If there's a thing, I'll put it all in there nicely. I'm not putting it on the floor, and I'll leave a note. I'll be like, hey, I waited 15 minutes and I really needed to get my laundry in. Here you go.
No, I get that.
Face. That's, you can't shoot me. I made a smiley face.
Yeah. Yeah, that's fair. But again, another invention would be whoever's stuff it was, they could have a little tab that goes on there that says room 53, and then maybe even a cell number that you could call if, I don't know, then probably we end up with stalkers.
Yep, but probably.
Anywho. Okay, down with that idea.
Wait, let's speak about stalkers and people being unwelcome to you at a hotel, because as a solo female business traveler for years, the amount of times that I've had people pull crap. Oh, are you alone? Oh, do you want some company? No, I don't. I don't want some company. Did I look like I wanted some company? I was by myself doing something on my computer in the lobby. Thank you very much. So assuming that people hanging out in hotels by themselves are looking for you to entertain them, please don't do that. Read the room. If someone is looking uncomfortable or isn't interacting with you, it's time to stop. Just stop.
I have a safety tip for this. I actually saw on TikTok, and it was actually for an apartment, but it would, I think, apply for hotel rooms as well, is when you go in your room, do not turn the lights on right away. Mm-hmm. Because this particular person had talked about that she had seen this guy hanging out in the parking lot of the apartment and noticed him. Yeah. And when she went up to her room, went, looked out the window, and he was looking at the building like he was waiting to see which light was going on. Mm-hmm. And then he would have known where she lived. And I thought, that's a really good idea. Yeah. Normally I'm like turning the light on to make sure nobody's in the room, but use what you need to, if you get your little phone flashlight down on the ground or whatever. But I thought that was super smart. I was in Gainesville staying at a hotel recently, and I got in late at night. Mm-hmm. It was like midnight. I was leaving like 5 a.m. the next day, but they put me in the very back of the hotel.
Yep.
So I had to drive from the front lobby around to the back of the parking lot. Mm-hmm. There's a truck full of guys hanging out to my right. And I'm like, oh man, they're going to see me walk in. They're going to know what room I'm going to be in exactly. Yeah. I'm on the ground floor. I wasn't comfortable, and it took me a while to get to sleep that night. But if you can control so that people don't see which one you end up in, I think that's a really smart idea.
And I think having it in you to say something if the hotel staff says your room number out loud at the desk with a bunch of people, they're not supposed to do that. You can put comments in the notes about, hey, no one else is authorized to have access to my room. And you just stick it in there every single time. I know that if I felt really uncomfortable, if I felt like someone's bugging me at the bar or something and I need to go back upstairs, I'll sometimes go over to the front desk and just slip my room number on a piece of paper or something and be like, hey, I'm not sure my phone was working. I tried to use it earlier to call down for something and it didn't ring. Can you dial my room in 4 minutes so I can check and make sure it's working? And then they call up, someone's going to call up.
That's another good safety tip. Yeah. Yeah. Or a lot of times they say be on the phone because you're much less likely to be hassled if they think you're actively talking to someone.
Like, hey, I'm headed back to the room right now. Oh, I'll be there in a minute. Just wait for me.
Yeah. So. Yeah. Make sure the door locks off. Yeah.
Yep. So safety wise, at bars too, in the hotel, you can write your room number for stuff. If you have any inkling about it, you can put in a semi-wrong room number. They're not going to run it until later. If you put in your real name, they'll figure it out. Anyways, yeah, I think that was a lot of hotel etiquette stuff. Obviously, people are always going to come up with new and creative things to be special. But in general,
to gross you out.
Yeah, we encourage being a good hotel guest and a good traveler. Don't smear poop on the door. Don't be loud. No wild parties. Maybe if you're going to have a party, you look for somewhere that's a little more private. And in general, think about other people. And that kind of solves everything. Until next time, happy travels. We'll be back next week with a new topic.
This has been another episode of Time to Talk Travel, brought to you by #travels.com. You can keep in touch with us between episodes by checking out our site, joining our newsletter, or connecting with us on social. We've always got the information you need in our episode notes. Until next time, happy travels, and thanks for being a part of our trip.